Okay, today's daf is Krisu Staff Test. We are holding on daf Chesam and Beis. We're at Tanu Rabbanan, I believe, about 7 lines from the bottom of the page. Tanu Rabbanan, Ger Mu'ukav Lechel B'Kachem Achi Yavikino. A Ger is not allowed to eat Kachem after he converts until he brings his Karbanos. Kan literally means a nest, but until he brings his two bird karbanos. Hevi preda achas shachris, ochel bekachem la'erev. If he brings one of the birds in the morning, so he's allowed to eat kachem already by that evening. And the implicate Rashi writes, Hevi preda achas goes alechat shachris, ochel bekachem la'erev, ubelvad sheyavi ashniya, as long as he does bring the second one. So that line is a little misleading. It makes it sound like he has to bring the second one before he eats. No, what Rashi's trying to say is, he can already eat kachem even before bringing the second one, but he just can't forget that he's still chayiv to bring that second bird. The Sfasemis explains that the reason that he's allowed to eat kachim after bringing only one preda, only one of the birds, even though he's mechuyiv to bring both birds, is because the ikr chayiv of karban that a ger has is really a gozel echad. It's really just to bring one bird. The reason that he ends up bringing a kanshalim, that he brings a set of birds, is because we don't find in kalatara kula that an oaf echad suffices. We always find in kalatara kula when you bring an oaf, it's always two birds. So it's not because of his ikr chova of the carbon ager that he's chayiv to bring two birds. It's that's just part of the nature of bringing birds. It's a technicality in bringing birds. But really, his ikr chova is only one bird, and that's why after the first bird, he's already able to eat kachim. That seems to be clear later on in the Gemara. You know, what the Sfasem is just trying to be mechadish is that when the Gemara says lahavi preda achas yefshar shalomot zonukin b'kolat arukula, that we never find in kolat arukula that you bring only one bird. It doesn't mean to say that because of that, the ikr chi of korban of the ger now becomes two birds. No, the ikr chi of korban is still one bird. It's just that he can't practically bring only one bird. Practically, he's going to have to bring two birds. But the ikr chi of korban is still one bird, and that's why he's allowed to eat kachim after bringing just one bird. There's also important Tosus Masech Chagiga and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, where Tosus asks, why does he have to wait until the evening to eat kachim? That's what the Gemara says over here. He brings one bird, and that evening he could eat kachim. Why can't he eat kachim right after he brings the karban? And Tosfos says, don't tell me that after he brings his karban, he has a chiv of tevila midrabanan. And just like Noron and Mechusar Kippurim required tevila, so too he has a din of tevila, and that's why after the tevila he has to wait till Harav Shemesh, like a tevul yom would have to wait for Harav Shemesh, and he's also bekachim until the sun sets, because that tevila midrabanan would not be mechayiv Harav Shemesh. Even if there is a din tevila midrabanan, there's no reason why it should be mechayiv Harav Shemesh. As soon as he does that tevila, he should be able to eat kachim. He shouldn't have to wait until the evening. And furthermore, he says that whole din of tevila midrabanan that we have by Mechusar Kippurim is only when we're dealing with the Mechusar Kippurim of Tumah, because since prior to being the karban, he's not Tahar legamri mitumaso, so even after bringing the karban, we require an extra tevila. But a ger, it's not a din of tumah at all. It's a din of kedushas Yisrael that he simply doesn't have beforehand. So it's not mistaver, Tosfos says, that there were mechayev a tevila. So why in the world does he have to wait till the evening till he could eat kachim? So Tosfos answers that really every ger brings his karban is able to eat kachim miyad. He's able to eat kachim right away. The fact that it says he's ochel b'kachim la'erev is talking about a ger who sent his karban to the Beis HaMikdash and doesn't know exactly when it's being brought, and he's being somech on the Kohanim that Mestama the Kohanim are bringing it on the day that he sent it. So the chazaka is that the Kohanim are going to bring it on that day, but there's no chazaka when during the day the Kohanim are going to bring it. So he has to assume that his carbon may have been the last one brought before Shkia, may have been the last one brought that day, and therefore he has to wait until evening to eat kachim. But that's not really a din that you have to wait until evening. That's just because he doesn't know what's really going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Had he known what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash, he could really eat kachim right away as soon as his carbon is brought. Vaitu in the Gemara, kalakinu shabatora echel chatas vechad ola, kan shtein olos. Every other time we have a chi of kinim in the Torah, of bringing a set of birds, one of them is a chatas, one of them is an ola. By a ger it's unique, a ger brings two birds of carbon ola. Hevi chavaso min a behema yotza, if he brings a behema instead of a kan of birds, he's also yotze. Ola Ushlamim Yatza. If he brings instead of two Olos, an Ola and a Shlamim, he's also Yatza, because again, the Ikr Chiv is just that first Karban Ola. As long as he brings that first Karban Ola, that was his primary Chiv. It's just that it can't be brought alone, so you got to bring it along with something else. So he can't make up a Chatos, he can't bring a Chatos, but he can bring a Shlamim, he can bring an extra Shlamim. Mincha Ushlamim Lo Yatza. If he brings a Mincha Ushlamim, he's not Yatza, because again, the Ikr Chiv is that first Karban Ola, so it's not going to work with the Mincha Ushlamim. Lo Amru Kan Elalahakel, and by the way, the Gemara mentions Kan, or the Brisa mentions, is the idea of bringing birds is a kula that we have for him, and that's why if he brings a behemoth, it's also okay, because the idea of bringing birds is just to make life a little bit easier for him. But if he wants to bring a behemoth, spend more money, so Gesunta Eidi could do that too. Maishna Mincha Ushlamim Delo Yotza. Why is it when he brings a Mincha Ushlamim, he's not Yotze, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Kasher Tasu Ken Yaseh, that like Klal Yisrael did at Har Sinai, that's what a ger is supposed to do, the Dori Doros, Sama Atem Olu Shlamim Av Ger Olu Shlamim. Just like Klal Yisrael had to bring an Olu Shlamim, so too a ger brings an Olu Shlamim. Im Kain, if that's the case, that we learn from that pasuk, Hevi Chavaso Achas Min HaBehema, so why is it that it's okay to bring a behema for a ger? That's not what we did in by Har Sinai. So if the pasuk is saying that we have to replicate what we did at Har Sinai, so then it shouldn't be good to bring a behema. So Amar Papa Yishlomer Lo Ofis Rabbi Lo Lis Behema Lo Kol Shkei. No, we could say as follows: a very simple svara that if an oaf is good enough, an olas behema is all the more so good enough, an olas behema is even better than an oaf. Oh yeah, if an olas behema is even better than an oaf, then we should say the same svara about a korban mincha, that a korban mincha is also even better. So miyad kra kain. That's why the pasuk has a miyad, tell me kain, that you're not allowed to bring korban mincha. That kasha of the Gemara is extremely difficult to understand. That iyachi mincha nami. You want to tell me a behema is better than an oaf? I'm used to thinking that. I know that. A behema is better than an oaf. It's a nice kal v'chomer. That if I could bring an oaf, for sure I should be able to bring a behema. But why is a mincha is better than an oaf? No, mincha is not even alive. Mincha is the lowest form of karban. The lashon of ihachi sounds like the Gemara is saying that just like we learn from karban ager, habamina behema from a kal v'chomer from oaf, so too you should learn mincha kal v'chomer from oaf. So the Aruch Haner asks this kasha: what is the chomer of mincha? It could be that the pasuk is saying that dafka and oaf is included in karban ager because it's a min damim. It has blood, like we find in zvachim. That's why ofos are kodmim l'menachos when it comes to akrava, because they're a min damim, they're a blood carbon, and that puts it on a higher level. And even the maskana, we say that it has to be that way, because from the riboy of ishe reich nichoch l'Hashem, we're marba of. From the miyut of Cain, we're mema'it a mincha. And we don't say lehepich, we don't say the reverse, to be mema'it ofos, ula rabos mincha. Why not? If mincha's on a higher level than ofos, so why, when we have two drushes, one riboy, one miyut, why are we marba of mema'it mincha? Why don't we say it's the other way around? So the whole kasha is very, very difficult. The Aruch Haner's mitarets, that what the Gemara means to ask is, that just like we're marba of from the pasuk of Lashem, hu adin, that we should have been marba mincha from the same pasuk. That not that it's a kal v'chomer, but why not include in that pasuk? Why not say that pasuk comes to tell me everything? That it comes to tell me all kinds of karbanos are okay. So the Gemara says because there's a miut also. So the miut must be coming to exclude something, and that's what Cain is coming to do. That it's because it's einam in damim. Therefore, that must be what we are trying to be mima'et. Fine, so that is how you have to understand the Masul Matan of the Gemara, even though it doesn't sound like that's what's going on in the Gemara. You have to say something along those lines, that's what the Gemara means to say. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Va'ov heches Rabbi, two lines from the bottom of Chesam and Beis, where do we find that Ov is included in the carbon of a ger? D'tan Rabban, kasher tasu, ken yasa, ma'atem olu shlamim, afu olu shlamim, that we have to mimic what we did in the Yemidbar at Har Sinai. Shenemar kachem keger, minayin l'rabbel sasa Ov, how do I know to include in the Ov? Tamalomer ishe reich nichoach l'Hashem, eze dover shekulu l'Hashem, what is kulu l'Hashem, what kind of carbon is kulu l'Hashem that we could possibly be referring to? Havi omar olu sa'ov, and olu sa'ov is kulu l'Hashem. why Dafka Ola Sof isn't every Ola Kulul Hashem? So Rashi points out, no, not every Ola is Kulul Hashem, because Shekulul Hashem She'in Kohen Nenem Menu Duba Ola Behema Ika Ora L'Kohanim Aval Ola Sof like a midi Be'in Ola Behema, the or the skin goes to the Kohanim, all the meat is Kulul Hashem, but by an Ola Sof the entire thing, the entire animal gets burned. So that's Mamish Kulul Hashem. So Yachol Shani Marba Filu Mincha, I might think to include a carbon mincha as well. A minchas nesachim is also kulal Hashem. Tam lomer kain. That's why the pasuk says kain, to tell me that we exclude mincha. Tanya idach. We have another brisa. As yasi ishe reich nichoach Hashem. Shomei ani kol sha'ola liishim afilu mincha. So I would have thought that anything that goes up on the fire, even a carbon mincha, would be included. Tam lomer kasher tasu kain yase ma tam minei damim afein minei damim. Just like when we were by Har Sinai, we brought minei damim dafka karbanos of dam. So too ledoros ger brings minei damim. Ima atem olu shlamim afheim olu shlamim. Well, wait a second. If you want to say that it should be just like our experience then it should be in olu shlamim, just like we brought that in olu shlamim. Tam lomer kachem kigariya lachem ikashtiv v'lo l'karbonoseichem, that the hekesh is somewhat limited. We have a drasha to tell me that dafka the hekesh is somewhat limited, that not all the karbanos are the same. Meaning lachem ikashtiv, Rashi writes on the top b'miktsas, that the hekesh, even though ain hekesh l'mechza, but if the Torah tells you that this hekesh is not to be taken complete as a complete hekesh, to completely compare the two, so you limit the hekesh. V'lo kol karbon oseim umiyu olam istaver demachshor dekula kalil. But still, ola sounds like it's got to be part of the process, because that's kula kalil. That's something that's entirely burnt on the mizbech. But the shlamim part, we're not so into that. That doesn't have to be included in the hekesh. Rebbe Omer kachem kavol sechem. Rebbe darshins kachem means kavol sechem. How so? Ma vol sechem lo nichnasu lebris ela b'mila utvila v'hartza azdam. Avhem lo nichnasu lebris el mila utvila v'hartza azdam. We're used to thinking that the process of gerus includes mila, tvila, and kabbalas mitzvos, and that's it. But really, there's a third step in the process of gerus, that of karbanos, that you have to bring a karban. There's hartza azdam as part of the practice of gerus. So that's what we learn. L'havi preda achas yefshar, shlomatzinu b'kala Torah kula. But you can't just bring one bird, because we never find such a thing in kala Torah kula. So the Brice went on to say, l'omru kan ela l'hakel lov. The only reason we say to bring birds is to make life a little bit easier for him. So it says, m'ra v'lova, tani v'ekrivo, matam l'omru, v'shnemru b'torim v'hikriv. Shomei ani, ha'omer harei alai ola sa'ov, I see from Vehikriv that someone who says that he's going to bring an Olasov has to bring at least two birds. Tamalom Vehikrivo afilu preda achas. No, Vehikrivo teaches me you can even bring just one bird. So how can we say that you never have such a thing as a bird carbon that's not brought in pairs? Over here we have a direct drasha that afilu preda achas, that you could even bring one bird. So chovim yelo ashkechan. No, but we never find a chiv to bring one bird. Yes, where do we have this drasha that you could bring one bird? Where a guy says, harei alai, a guy commits on his own that he wants to bring an olas ha'ov. Good, so he could bring just one bird as an olas ha'ov. But if someone is mechuyev to bring a karban, that we never find. Like a ger is mechuyev to bring a karban, that we never find that one bird is going to suffice. Frak the Gemara vayikah yoledes, demasya ben yona otor l'chatos. But what about the Yoledes? The Yoledes brings either a Ben Yonah or a Tor for her Chatas. It's only one bird. And Sumar Mishum Dika Kavis Badav, she also brings a sheep along with it. So since it's the bird isn't Mamish alone, it's not brought with another bird, it's not a pair of birds, but it's not Mamish alone, she does have another Chiyuv Karban, so that's why it doesn't count as a bird that's being brought alone. We never have a bird only being brought to address a Chiyuv. Only for someone who says Harei Alai, only for someone who commits to it on their own. Amar Mar, Ma avosechem. So what did we just say before? Ma avosechem lo nichnasu lebris. We said just like avosechem, we're not nichnas lebris ella, except for with mila, tvila, and hartza azdam. They needed the dam of a carbon as well. So too we are only nichnas lebris with all those three ingredients. Says Gemara, is that really true? Bishlam and mila. I just said mila. We still need for gerus tuchsiv kimulam hayu kala amayotzim. Inami mehacha vevara alecha ve'erech misposeses b'damayich v'omerlach b'damayich hayid. there's our Sholem V'Darshan of the day, right? That's a line from the Haggadah, that B'damei Chayi, that it's the Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So I understand that Mila was a critical component, it was a critical element of our process of becoming Gerim, of gaining Kedushas Yisrael. I understand that very well, because we have Psukim that indicate as such. Now, Kimulim Kol Ha'am Yotzim is a pasuk in Yoshua, so that's not exactly a pasuk that directly addresses the generation that left Mitzrayim. So, but that's what the Rishonim say, that maybe he's referring back to the generation left Mitzrayim. We have a right to make such a drasha. So I understand where there's the din of Mila. Hartzaz damim d'chsev, I understand where there's the din of Hartzaz damim, meaning a din of karbanos, because the pasuk says v'yishlach esnare b'nei Yisrael ela tevila min olan. But where do we find that there's a the end of that pasuk? It should be a v'chule there, because the end of the pasuk is critical. How do we see karban from v'yishlach esnare b'nei Yisrael? Because the pasuk goes on to say, "Vayalu olos v'yizbechu zvachim shlam l'Hashem parim." They brought karbanos. So good, I get that there needs to be karbanos for a ger. Ela tevila minalan. Where do we find that there's a chiv tevila? D'chsev v'yikach Moshe chati adam v'yizrak al ha'am. Because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu threw dam al ha'am. He did his rikas adam, azaz dam. Vein azah below tevila. You never have azah without tevila. So since there can't be azah without tevila, we see that there was azah. Memela, there must have been tevila. Elameata yidna the lack of carbon lo mekabel geirim. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. If there are three steps to the process of geirus, by the way, also interesting, the Gemara does not mention Kabbalah's mitzvahs as one of the steps to the process of geirus. It could be the Gemara is assuming that obviously, what does it mean to be a ger? You're not going to be a ger if you're not mekabel to follow the rules of Klal Yisrael. That it's unconscious that there would be such a thing. If someone is going to try to join Klal Yisrael, what does it mean to be part of Klal Yisrael if he doesn't do any mitzvahs? So it has to be that he's mekabel mitzvahs. But anyway, it is notable that it's absent over here. But the Gemara asks, but given these three requirements, Mila, Tevila, and Korban, how do we ever have Gerim nowadays? There is no Korban, so we should never be mekabel Gerim. Amar Avach Bar Yaakov, v'chiyagur itchem ger, asher besochem v'gomer. That we darshan, since the pasuk says, v'chiyagur itchem ger, so we learn that it must be that this is a din l'doros, that it says l'doroseichem, that's the key line. Pasuk, v'chiyagur itchem ger, o asher besochem l'doroseichem, v'asa isher yach nuchal chashem karshet ha'asai ken yaseh. Right, that pasuk says l'dor seichem. So to gzeres hakasuv that we have a din of gerim l'dor seichem. That for future generations there's always going to be a din of gerus. Tan rabban ger bizman hazeh tzarik shi'afresh rov elkino. The chiv carbon doesn't go away. A ger bizman hazeh, the brisa says, has to set aside a little money to bring his carbon when the base of mikdash is rebuilt. Amr b'shem kvar nimna lov Rabbi Yochum and Zakei batla b'mnei ha'takala. Now Rabbi Yochum and Zakei already heard about that takana and he undid that takana. He said it's a bad idea. You don't want money lying around that's kachim. So it's just going to cause people to be nana from kachim. Not a good idea. Amr avidi b'gershom amr avadu b'arava halach Rabbi Shimon that we follow. Rabbi Shimon, that the Tachan was batal. Vika de Maxon al Hada. Some say it in connection to the following. The Tan Rabban, Ger Toshav, Mutulas, what's the Ger Toshav status in regards to Shabbos? Does the Ger Toshav have to keep Shabbos? So first of all, what is a Ger Toshav? That itself is a machlokas. Rashi writes over here that a Ger Toshav is someone who's makabel not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, like Naaman. That's what it takes to be a Ger Toshav. However, in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, there is a machlokas about the definition of a Ger Toshav. Avodah Zarah Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Machlokas Tanoim. Who's called the Ger Toshav? Rameir holds a Ger Toshav is someone who's makabel not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Chum say a Ger Toshav is someone who's Kabel Shev Mitzvah Pnei Noach, and Acherim say Ger Toshav is a Ger Shekibul of Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah Chutz Miyasa Nevelos. He's Mekabel to do everything except for the Isser of eating Nevelos. Where does he get the idea except for the Isser of eating Nevelos? Because the Pasuk says in the Torah, what do you do with your Nevelos? So you should give it the Ger Shabbat Sharecha Tidnena. You give it to a Ger. So it's got to be that the Ger has to be able to eat. Not talking about a Ger Tzedek, obviously it's about a Ger Toshav. So it's got to be that a Ger Toshav has to be able to eat Nevelos. So anyway, that's the three. So the Rashi says Ger Toshav Sons Mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim that someone's Mekabel Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach is a Ger Toshav. That's the Pesach of the Rambam Nisri Bia Perik Yudalet Halacha Zayin and Hilchos Melachim Perakhas Halacha Yud. So in the Tshuvas for Shava Kohen, he says from Rashi over here and from Rashi elsewhere in Shas, very clear that Rashi holds like Reb Meir. What's the makar to Paskin like Reb Meir against the Chamim? So he says the makar for Rashi is probably the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Zayinim Beis, where the Gemara says that Naaman was a Ger Toshav, and Rashi writes Naaman was Mekabel of Shlolavad of Odezara, and he proves it from a pasuk that he says to Elisha, Ki lo yasa od avdecha olav zevach leluhim acherim im la Hashem, that I'm not going to do this anymore to worship other gods, only Takarosh Baruch Hu. So we see from the Stam Braisa, like Shitas Reb Meir, because according to Shita of Chachamim, that's not enough. It still doesn't make him a Ger Toshav, because we never find that he was ever Mekabel Shev Mitzvah Pnei Noach. The Ramam doesn't pass like that Stam Braisa, because he holds that's an Agada. Ein lemeidim in Agada. You can't learn Halacha from Agada. In Halacha, we have a three-way machlokas, and when we have three machlokas in Halacha, we pass like the Chachamim. That's the Rambam Shita. Okay, and that Gemara in Gittin is right in the middle of all the Agadotas. In Zion Beis and Gittin, that's the Tisha B'Av Gemaras, right? That's the Churban Gemaras. That's right in the middle of all the Agadotas Gemaras in Maseches Gittin. So the Rambam thinks that you can't learn from an Agadic section of Shas. Anyway, that's the din of a Ger Toshav. So I asked the Gemara over here. The Gemara addresses what does a Ger Toshav do about Shabbos? So the Gemara says as follows that Tzaravan Ger Toshav Mutter Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos La'atzmo Ki Yisrael B'Cholamoid. That first Shita says whatever a Jew could do on Cholamoid, a Ger Toshav can do on Shabbos, meaning all Malachas Tavara Aved, etc. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ki Yisrael B'Yomtov. Rabbi Kiva says he can act like a Jew on Yontif. He can't do Malachas Tavara Aved, but Malachas Ochel Nefesh he's allowed to do. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ger Toshav also B'Shabbos Li'atzmo Ki Yisrael B'Chol. Now Rabbi Yossi says no, a Ger Toshav can act like it's a weekday. He doesn't have to do anything. Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Ger Toshav Vechad Eved Va'ama Toshvim Osun Malacha B'Shabbos Le'atzman Ki Yisrael B'chol, that he could do it like a regular weekday. Ger Toshav has done like a regular weekday, and on that the Shidduch Gvetzes adds in the last line Amar Ravidi Bar Nachum Amar Ravada Barava Halach Rabbi Shimon, that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon. It's an unbelievable chiddush that a Ger Toshav should have limitations on Shabbos. Why should it? What is it? A half Shabbos? You have such a din of half Shabbos that he keeps some halachas of Shabbos, not other halachas of Shabbos. I thought that was a modern invention, half Shabbos. Where does this come from? That a Ger Toshav has partial dinim of Shabbos. So there is an idea in the Achronim that some Achronim develop that Shabbos is not just a din in what we do, but Shabbos is also a certain mood that has to be created. That we have to make sure malacha is not being done on Shabbos. That there should be a certain sense of Shabbos in the streets in a Jewish community, particularly in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have a Ger Toshav living in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos has to look like Shabbos. He's allowed to live there, but Shabbos still has to look like Shabbos. If you have him driving down the street and you have him doing all sorts of malachas and there's nothing different, it's still not going to be a Shabbos. I'm not doing any malacha. It still, in a way, affects my Shabbos when there's so much else going on around. There is this idea that's developed. I think Mesh Chachma is very into this. Has a long discussion of trying to prove that's part of the nature of Shabbos is having the general mood of Shabbos prevailing and having other people not doing malacha is part of my kiyum of Shabbos, not just a mitzvah of Chayach Tochiach, but it's part of my kiyum of Shabbos. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Mishnah. Elu mevi'in al azadam kishogig. The following people bring a karban even when they do b'mezid. Normally a karban is for when you do something b'shogig. The following bring a karban even when they do b'mezid. Habal shivcha, someone who's ba on a shivcha charufa. Shivcha charufa means a shivcha that's designated for an eved ivri. She's his, and the man sleeps with this shivcha, so he has violated an aveira, and he brings a karban. V'nazir shenitma, nazir becomes tamei, even if he does b'mezid, he brings a karban. U'shvuas ha'edos, a person does shvuas ha'edos, which is that he swore that he didn't know any testimony, and in fact he did, so now he has to bring a karban. He has to bring a karban for that. U'shvuas ha'pikadon, someone who swore that he didn't have a pikadon that someone had given him, and in fact he did. So chamisha mevi'in karban echad al averos harbe. There are five people that will bring one karban for multiple violations, for multiple averos. The chamisha mevi'in karban olav yored, and there are five that bring a karban olav yored. Elam mevi'in karban echad al averos harbe. The following are the people that bring one karban for many averos. Haba al shivcha bios harbe. V'nazir shenitma tumos harbe. So we're obviously not done with the list yet. It sort of breaks it off in the middle. That a person who sleeps with a shulchan harufa multiple bios is one carbon for many averos, and a nazir that's tame tumos harbe is also one carbon for many averos. And the list will continue in the later mishnayos on the daf. Says the Gemara, habal shivcha minalan. How do I know that habal shivcha is brings a carbon b'mezid? Zitan rabban v'chibra alav hakohen be'ela hasham al chatzasav asher chata melamit shemevi carbon echad al averos harbe. I'm sorry, not that. How do I know that he does b'mezid? How do I know that multiple violations is only one carbon? So it's because we learned from the pasuk al chatzasav asher chata that he brings one carbon from many chataim. V'nisach lo mechatzasav asher chata la'asos. So we learn from there that mezid kishogig, that he brings even on a mezid. So we see both. We see both dinim emerge from the psukim themselves. Nazir shenitma, how do I know that a nazir shenitma also, he has both of these dinim, that it's one carbon from multiple tumos, and even if he does it b'mezid, he's chayiv a carbon. Dichsiv, pasuk says v'chiyamus meisalav b'peta pitom, that if he becomes tamei because someone dies b'peta pitom, so peta is a shogeg v'cheinu omrim peta below eva hadafo, peta is shogeg, and we find another pasuk where peta means shogeg. Pitom ze ones, and pisom means ones. How, where do we see that it means ones? V'cheinu omrim Hashem pisom el Moshe, Hashem comes to Moshe pisom. Moshe didn't get to control when Hashem comes, when Hashem didn't come, so Hashem came pitom. So that's ones. Tani idach pitom is amazing. We have another price that says pitom is a reference. It's amazing. V'cheinu omer, arum ra'a v'nistar, upsa'im avru v'nei nashu. So psa'im literally means the simple ones in the context of this pasuk, but we're assuming it refers to an arum, someone who's deceitful, who's b'mezid, acting evil. It's referring to the first half of the pasuk. So nichtov k'ra pisom d'mash p'shogeg, mash b'mezid, mash ma'ones. So says the Gemara, wait a second, if pisom itself means all of these different things, it means someone who does b'shogeg, it means someone who does b'mezid, it means someone who does ba'ones. So let the pasuk just say that nazir becomes tamei pisom, brings a carbon, and I'll know that no matter how he became tamei, whether it was b'shogeg, whether it was bonus, whether it was b'mezid, he's going to bring a carbon. What's the need for the extra word peta? Mezid bonus kedamer. How do I know that it means mezid bonus? We already proved that. Umash v'nami shogeg pitom also means shogeg d'chsiv pesiyam in l'chal davar v'lo nichtov kra peta. So let the pasuk not say peta, just say pitom, and I'll already know that a nazir becomes tamei no matter what the circumstances of his tumah, whether it was onus, whether it was shogeg, whether it was mezid, is going to bring a carbon. Says Gemara, no, ikas of kra pitom, the mashma shogeg, mashma mezid, mashma onus, had it said pitom, which could mean any of those three circumstances of becoming tamei, have amina kimaisi carbon b'shogeg, midid havea tara kula. I would say, yeah, when does he bring a carbon? Only if he becomes tamei b'shogeg, because in kala tara kula, you only bring a carbon when you do averos b'shogeg. So I would have said that memetzinu from everywhere else in Torah to here, that it must be that only that this pitom is a reference to a shogeg situation. Avalonis amazed him below, but I would think if he becomes tamei ba'onis amazed, he would not bring a carbon. That's why kasar rachman apeta, which only means shogeg, the shogeg who, that dafka means shogeg, luglia le de pitom, donis amazed, to tell me that pitom must not mean shogeg in this context. What does it mean? It means onas, it means mazed. Dafilu achi chayv rachmana, that even though he's becoming tamei, ba'ones, and b'mezid, still the Torah's mechayev him to bring the carbon. So that's what we see, that he chayev to bring a carbon, and nazir becomes tamei, is chayev to bring carbon, b'mezid. The other example the Mishnah gave, of a place where you chayev to bring carbon for an avera that you do, b'mezid, shvuas ha'edos, is a case of shvuas ha'edos, where you swore you didn't know any testimony, that's obviously b'mezid, you knew that you knew the testimony, and you swore that you didn't. Minallah, and how do I know that that's also carbon b'mezid, tan rabban, b'kulinem, of vanellum, the color number of vanellum. All the time when you bring carbon, it always says vanellum, that you forgot that there was something that was hidden from you at the moment, that when you said your shvua, but over here it doesn't say that. So the chayiv al amezid kishogeg, that comes to tell me that you chayiv in an amezid situation, same way you'd be chayiv in a shogeg situation. Shvuas ha'pikadon minalan, how do I know shvuas ha'pikadon, that even when you do amezid, that you chayiv a karbon? So yalav techta techta mishvuas ha'edus, because we always link shvuas ha'edus to shvuas ha'pikadon. The two are very much connected to each other. So that's why even shvuas ha'pikadon is included. Okay. Viter in the Gemara. So says Mar Chamisha Mavim Carbon Echad Al Averos Harbe. We said there are five people that bring one carbon for multiple violations of averus. So katani, we mentioned in the Mishnah, haba al hashivcha bios harbe, that someone who sleeps with a shivcha many bios, a shivcha harufa, one carbon. Minalan, where do we know that from? Titan rabban v'chiper alav hakoyim be'el ha'asham al chatasso asher chata melamit she maybe carbon echad al averus harbe. So we learn that it's one carbon, it's one animal al chatasso asher chata for multiple chataim, for multiple averus. V'nislach lo mechatasso asher chata lasos mezid kishogeg, and v'nislach lo chatasso asher chata teaches us that that it's mezid kishogeg. So frankly, more of a kra kiksiv b'mezid kisiv, but the pasuk itself is written in the context of mezid. If you look at Rashi, lasos mezid kishogeg va ikur kra b'mezid kisiv d'kisiv bikoris tiyev v'hinu malchus v'ein malchus el b'mezid v'leah kamar v'evias hashemo v'su lamali v'nislach lo mechatasso l'rabos mezid. So the point is, why do I need a riboy to be marbe mezid? The pasuk that teaches me you bring the carbon is written in the context of doing the avera b'mezid. So you don't need a riboy in the pasuk to tell me that you bring this carbon even if you do it b'mezid. It's obvious the whole pasuk is about mezid. And so Gemara ele ima lasos shogeg mezid. Here's the one. The whole time we keep on changing the girsa, right? Every time it said shogeg mezid, we have to flip it around and say no, it meant mezid k'shogeg. This is the one place where it really should say shogeg is k'mezid. That the Torah actually dealt with a mezid case by Baal Shivcha Charufa. So we have to say that you're not only chayav a carbon when you do it b'mezid, you're also chayav a carbon when you do it b'shogeg. We were talking about until now where you boil the same shivcha charufa five times. That's one carbon. What if a man is boil five separate shivcha charufas? What's the din then? Chayv al kalachas v'achas v'ein chayv al achas. Is he chayv separately for each one, or is it only one general chiyuv? So I'm like chayv al kalachas v'achas. He chayv in each and every one separately. Ma'ishna mi'chamish halemos b'shivcha achas. Why should it be any different than five halemos with one shivcha, that you bowl the same shivcha charufa five times in five different halemos where you remembered in between five times, or you realize, or there was a break in between five times, and when you chayv only once, why should five shivchas be any different? So in shivcha achas gufa mechlokin, big difference. Shivcha achas ain shivcha achas gufa mechlokin. Hey shivchas gufa mechlokin. That when you have one shivcha, it's one guf. So you're doing the sin with the same woman over and over again, the same chefza of iser. But hey shivchas is five different chefzas of iser. So therefore, you're going to get five different karbanos. So minala degabe shivcha gufa mechlokin. How do I know that there's a din of gufin mukhlakin by the gabe shvachos? It should be gufin mukhlakin. So I'm like lav armet gabe arayos v'isha lechalek al kalisha v'isha. So don't we find by arayos that there's such a din that for each isha that one commits a sin of arayos with, he's chayiv separately? So gabe shivchanami, by the shivcha also we have such a word isha to tell me that for each and every isha you're chayiv. Where does it say by shivcha? Ksiv asher yishkav es isha shichva zera v'hi shivcha lechalek al kal shivcha v'shivcha. That comes to teach me that you chayv separately for each and every shivcha in the process. Fine. Nazir shenit b'tumas harbe, and went on to say another example of where you do multiple averos, but only one chiyuv for multiple averos is a nazir that's metame many tumos. So man tana, who's the author that assumes that a nazir becomes tame many tumos is only going to be chayiv one set of karbanos? Am Rav Chista, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudi. We must be assuming like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Damar nazirus tatar mishvi Yehuda chaylalei, that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that you can, when a nazir becomes tame, so the 7-day process where he has to wait, where in his tuma, and then after the seven days are over, he does tiglachas on the 7th day, he does a shaving on the 7th day, on the 8th day he brings his karbanos. So when do you start counting toward his new nazirus tetara? So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi does an unusual shita. He says on the yom hatiglachas, on the 7th day when he's still tame from the previous nazirus, he can already begin counting the nazirus tahara. That day counts as day 1. So how do you have a case where nazir becomes tame tumos harbe and he's chayiv once? Because meaning chayiv once would have to mean that by the time he becomes tame the second time, he was never yet chayiv a karban from the first tuma. So, and it would have to mean that by the time he's being tame the second time, it's not continued just simply an extension of the first tuma. So it has to be a distinct tuma, but when there was no chiyuv karban yet. How do you manage to thread that needle? How do you find a time where there's no chiyuv karban yet, but it's a new tumah. If you assume like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that he could start counting his nazirus tara on the seventh day, so now the chiv carbon is not till the eighth day, but this is already a new nazirus for him. So if he becomes tamei on that seventh day, that's how you find it. He keeps on becoming tamei on the seventh day after he became tamei the previous time. So each time is a brand new isser of tumah, but each time it's still only going to be one carbon because there was never a chiv carbon that ever set in from any of the previous tumas. Since he never had a moment where he was chayiv to bring a carbon, so in total he's only going to be chayiv one carbon. De'i Rebbe, because if you're going to assume like Rebbe, who holds what we would probably normally have assumed, that the Naziris Tara only begins on the Yom Avos Karbonosav, not on the day that he brings his carbon, on the eighth day, not on the day that he does the Teglachas on the seventh day. De'i Rebbe, even though Rebbe Naziris Tara at Shmini lo chaylale, since Rebbe assumes that the Naziris Tara only begins on the eighth day, that wouldn't be considered multiple tumos if he keeps becoming tamei on the seventh day. That's just an extension of the previous tumah, because nothing new happens on the seventh day. He's not out of his nazirus tumah on the seventh day. So ida nitma b'shmini, and if it were a case where he would become tamei on the eighth day, v'chaz v'nitma b'shmini, kivin ziyasa shah shuri lak of kabur, m'chayiv al kalachas v'achas. Well, then even Rebbe would admit that that's too late. That would be m'chayiv him a separate carbon, because by the time the eighth day in the morning rolls around, he's already chayiv a carbon from the previous one. So if he becomes tamei again now, he's going to be chayiv a new carbon. So the only case where the only way we can envision a situation where a nazir is mitamei himself multiple times and he brings only a single carbon, if you assume like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and you assume he keeps on becoming tamei on the seventh day of his previous tumah, that's the only way it works out. So says Gemara, once we're on the topic, my Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find this din of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that he begins his Naziris Tara on the seventh day? The Tanya, we have a Brisa that learns as follows. V'kidesh is Rosh B'yom Ahu, B'yom Ava'as Karbonos of Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'yom Tiglachto. When does the Naziris begin? So Rabbi says, the day he brings his Karbonos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the day he does Tiglachas, which is the seventh day. Good, so that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Next Mishnah. We're continuing our list. We're trying to figure out all the five people who bring one carbon for multiple averos. So let's say a man is mekane his wife about multiple men. The halacha is that he brings a mincha saorim for one mincha saorim for all of them, for all of the when he's mashke his ishto, his wife, because he made her a sota, and the sota process involves two stages: there's kinoi and there's stira. That he first has to tell his wife, "I don't want you hanging out with that man," and then she has to do stira, which is just another word for yichud. And as long as we don't have edim, we don't have two edim that she actually slept with the guy. If we have two edim, so she's chayv misa, and she's not a sota. Sota means a suffix sota, that she's a suffix whether she slept with him. So she had yichud with that guy. Then you go through the sota process. That's why Tosfos Sota says it's a very bad idea for any man to ever tell his wife nowadays, "I don't want you hanging out with that man." You know, to ever say explicitly not to that, to forbid her or request from her, demand from her that she not be with that she not hang out with a certain man, because he could make his own wife usher to him. If she ever has yichud with that man, it could really be a problem for him, and we don't have any way out of it. We don't have mesota anymore, so there's no way to solve the problem. So anyway, so someone's mekane is his wife ali de anoshim harbei umetzora shenisnagen the Ga'im Harbe, a Mitzora who has several Nega'im, meaning counts 7 days for his Saras, and before he brings his Karban, he gets another Negat Saras. So that's multiple violations, so to speak, and still only one Karban. If he brings his tziporim for the mitzvah, the shtei tziporim that he has to bring, one for shchita, one for shiluach by the mitzvah, and then he gets another negat saras, it still doesn't count for him until he brings his chatas. Rabbi Yehuda says no, until he brings his asha, meaning the process of the previous taras is not over yet. Even though he brought some karbanos, there are many, many karbanos that a mitzora has to bring. It's a significant process when it comes to a mitzora. The way it works is that the taros and the karbanos of mitzora is after a kohen is mitzora, he's tar from his taras. Then he brings shtei tziparim and he does the entire seder tara that it says in Parshas Mitzora, and then he counts 7 days, and on the 8th day he brings 3 other karbanos, an asha, mechatas, and an ola. For his asham, he brings a sheep, and that's true whether he's rich or poor. For the chatas and the ola, it depends whether he's rich or poor. And the asha brings a keves, the ola, kivs of the chatas, and the ani brings shteit torim ushnei b'nei yona, echel the ola v'echel the chatas. But that's for the chatas and the ola, that's the only part after the 7 days, on the 8th day, the chatas and ola is going to be an ola v'yari. It is going to depend on how rich or poor he is. That's going to come up critical in the Gemara right now. So says Mar Minalan, how do I know that for multiple knaos of his wife that he brings one carbon? Zos taras haknaos, tara achas haknuyin harbe. Find that it's one Torah for many kinuyin. Mitzorish and it's not going to go in harbe v'chulei minalan. How do I know that it's only one carbon? Dechsiv zos taras mitzora, tara achas mitzorayim harbe. That it's one din of carbonos for many multiple tzoraas. So hevi tziparim v'nisnaga. Lo alu lo achiyavi chataso. Rabbi Yehuda Marachiyavi Hashama. We learned in our Mishnah that when is the process over and is it considered a brand new nega? So bringing the birds is definitely not good enough. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama says you got to actually bring the chatas. Rabbi Yehuda says the asham. V'amr t'ein mevi el karban echad. But wait a second. Didn't we say that for negayim harbe you only bring one carbon? So it sounds like it's one long tzaraah. So why should we have to make him bring separate tziporim for each and every one? I mean, what do you mean lo? Alulo. Alo alulo means the birds that he brought were worthless. So now that he gets a new nega, he's going to have to bring new birds. Why don't we just count the birds that he already brought for the first time? It's only one set of karbanos for each, for all these negaim. So chesurim echshav achtani, this is what we have to say. Hevi tziparn v'nisnaga, ein mevi el karban echad. If he brings the birds and he's nisnaga, and then he gets a nega tzaras, he only brings one karban. Ula akvuye ba'anius ba'ashirus lo mikvi'i ad shiyavi chatas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Achi v'yashavo. The machlokas in the Mishnah is about something else entirely. It's about when do we determine whether he's rich or poor in terms of the karbanos that are in fact olav yored, right? The asham is beinani beinashir, but the chatas and the ola depend on whether he's rich. What he's going to bring for the chatas and ola depend on whether he's rich or poor. But when do we look at his bank account to figure out what type of chatas and ola he's going to bring? So Rabbi Yehuda says the asham is the critical time. At the time that he brings the asham, we look at his bank account to figure out what he's going to do for the chatas nola. Whereas Tanakama said, no, when you bring the actual chatas. So Tanan Hasam, Mitzora Shevi Hashem of Ahashir, Hakol Olichachar Chatas, Div Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon holds, it all depends on the chatas. That's on when the time that he brings the chatas, that's when we're going to determine what type of chatas nola he should be bringing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hakol Olichachar Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says it all depends on what his bank account looked like at the time that he brought the Karmen Hashem. Tanya, Rav Lozer ben Yaakov Omer Hakol Olichachar Tziparin. Rav Lozer ben Yaakov says, no, it all depends on what his bank account looked like when he brought the birds a week earlier. That's what we look at. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shloshan Mikra Echad Darshu. The three of them all darshan from the same pasuk. Asher lo tasigya do b'tarasso. It says that he can't afford, so he brings a lesser carbon by the Ola Nechatas. So Rabbi Shimon Savar Davar HaMechapro. Rabbi Shimon says that we look at him at when he's bringing that which is being mechaper for him. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Davar HaMechshiro. No, not when he's bringing that which is being mechaper would be his chatas, but rather Davar HaMechshiro, the carbon asham, that's makshir him teeth kachim, because we take from the blood of that animal and we put it on his bahonos, yad, and regular ear, and everything like that. That allows him to eat the karbanos. So it's a davar ha machshiro. Rav Lozer ben Yaakov Omer, davar agorim lo tahara, umay ninu tziparin. It's that which makes him tahar, and it's the tziparim which make him tahar. So it's at that time that we look at his bank account to see what he could afford. Let's just see the Mishnah, we'll finish with that. He isha sheyalda v'lados harbe, v'yipila b'tok shmonim nekeva, v'chazer v'yipila b'tok shmonim nekeva, v'mapelas tu'umim. That a woman who has multiple births, many v'lados, and for instance, she was mapil within 80 days of her previous nekeva birth, she was mapil again. So in that situation, it's going to be multiple issues, but only one karban. This is another example example of from two Mishnayos ago of multiple issues and yet only one carbon. Very interesting. He says not no matter how many. I mean, if she keeps on miscarrying within 80 days, she would bring for every other one a new carbon because the second time is within the Yemei Tara of the first one. So there was never a chi of carbon from the first one that set in. But by the time she's mapil the third time, it's already after 80 days from the first one. So that's already a new time period of chi of carbon. So that's why she would bring on every other one, the first, the third, the fifth, etc., if she keeps on miscarrying within 80 days. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up from the Gemara on Tesla. Thanks.